come with me if you want to live.
Did you remember to pick a movie for our next episode?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I have like so many movies I wanted to do, like talk about it.
Now
so
that you've
hard.
Looked through them all?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right. What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with a long overdue episode. We were supposed to do this way back in like May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we just forgot about it, I guess. Both of us. Like,
yeah.
We talked about it like a few months back, I think in like April.
Because when did it come out?
It came out May last year, did it not?
Yeah. So, yeah, because we did Mad Max in
yeah.
anticipation of it coming out, and then we never did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But, anyways, yeah, we're talking about Furiosa from 2024.
Mad Max Saga.
I was reading up on the trivia, and I'd already known this, but I forgot. There's a third one that was going to be in the works, depending on how Furiosa did. But I haven't heard anything since, so I don't know if it did well enough for them to make it, or...
Yeah, this movie bombed.
Which sucks, because it's not deserving of it.
Which is weird, because, like, you know, it wasn't COVID, nothing was shut down, and you know, with the success that Fury Road had, I don't know, it was truly mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, like, I wonder what I have my website open right now,
and like, it's a fairly well-received movie. I mean, we'll talk about the ratings at the end of the podcast, but
yeah, like, wow. Worldwide gross is only 174 million.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. I don't get it. And it released on May 22nd, 2024. Wild. Like, to put it in perspective, because I searched it as Furiosa, so it also brought up F9, Hobbs and Shaw, Fast X, Furious 7. F9, its domestic gross was the same as Furiosa's worldwide gross.
Damn.
Same with Hobbs and Shaw, and Furious 7 like doubled it domestically. It was fucking,
yeah,
it went nuts. But yeah, I don't know, it's sad. I think this movie should have done a lot better.
Yeah,
and I really don't understand why it didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyways, we can divulge on that for a little bit. And we'll move into our box office news and booze. Had a brain fart. All right, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just taking it easy tonight. I'm just having some red wine.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, I'm just having some water.
I haven't really been buying beer. Kind of been trying to use up my alcohol I have here, and I didn't really feel like making a drink. So, yeah.
That's fair.
How about you?
I'm just drinking my vodka and water and lemon again.
Oh, you added lemon this time.
I had it last time too.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going on 2 weeks now doing that, I don't know, it's basically a carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really fucking bored with it though.
No doubt.
It kind of fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing through. I've lost 10 pounds, so.
Hell yeah, man.
The results are there at least.
Yeah.
All right, what have you watched since we last spoke?
Quite a bit. So we are recording this pretty late.
Yeah.
For us. Actually, hold on. I forgot to hide my score, but I don't think it really matters, to be honest. Did we? Oh yeah. Okay. Watched a movie, came out this year, called Freaky Tales.
Oh yeah.
I was not really a fan of it. It seems to be getting pretty good ratings, so I guess I'm just, I don't know. I liked a couple of like the segments. It's kind of like it's different stories in one movie, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was all right. I'm kind of getting sick of seeing Pedro Pascal, to be honest.
I feel that, man. I really do.
And we both watched Weapons, but I found out that he was supposed to be cast in Weapons instead of Josh Brolin.
Oh, Jesus. I'm happy Brolin did it.
Like I'm getting kind of sick of him, to be honest. I watched Funny Games, the original slash, I mean, it's the same director that did both of them, so I'm still not really a fan of these movies. I don't know, I just don't get it, I guess.
So, like, I know it's a shot-for-shot remake. Did you like, which one did you like better?
I think it doesn't matter which one I watched. I think on a second watch, I kind of know what the movie is trying to say. So I kind of like, okay, I get what the movie is going for with kind of like the breaking the fourth wall and like kind of what they're trying to say. So I can understand it, but it just doesn't get it. I don't get it. Alien Earth has been released, so we are both rewatching the Alien franchise. So I watched Alien AVP and then AVP Requiem. AVP still a fun movie. Requiem, on the other hand, I fucking hated that movie.
That's
It's
not
so
good.
bad. Oh man. I watched Drop from 2025. I thought it was all right. Just kind of typical, like out of his Blumhouse, but kind of has that feel to it, you know. Released on Prime Video, you know. Then watch Prometheus. It's been a few years since I've seen this. Fucking love this movie, man. Like, this is one of those movies that's like, when it first came out, people like fucking hated it. Like, what the fuck is he doing? And then once it's kind of sat with people and people have like watched it a few times, it's like, no, this movie is fucking awesome.
This is really good.
Another Prime movie, I watched The Woman in the Yard. To be honest, I was like kind of really fucking tired, so I wasn't fully paying attention to it. May have fallen asleep a little bit, but I don't know, I may rewatch it again because it has actually good ratings, surprisingly.
It's been on my list for a while now.
Watched Barbarian because the wife and I went and watched Weapons. Fucking loved Weapons. I can't wait to talk about it. Can't wait for this year to be over so we could fucking talk about Sinners and Weapons and oh man.
That's the only problem with doing like a full year of a theme.
Yeah, we didn't really think through it whenever we first like
We're
I don't know.
really handcuffed.
Yeah, nah. No, we've had fun. We've had
Yeah,
fun.
for sure. Before you move on, sorry,
Yeah.
what did Bettina think of the movie?
Oh, she loved it. She loved it.
Nice.
Also, I think this movie is meant for a theater. Like Barbarian and Weapons, like I both watched in the theater, and like Barbarian, I took my family to watch it, and like we had a zero idea what the fuck it was, and it's just good movie going experience. We watched Alien Covenant again. Like this fucking movie slaps, man. Like just so underappreciated, man. Then last night, I was at a golf tournament all day, sitting at a hole, just like and talking to people, and got home, was like, I don't watch a ghost story. So I rented it, and then I was like, okay, this is not the vibe. There's like zero dialogue in it. I was like falling asleep, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch like this Love Hurts movie. It's on my watch list. It's like 1 hour and 20 minutes, so I was like, banged that out. Fucking terrible movie. And then I finished a ghost story tonight. It's been a watch this for a while. I don't really know much about it, but it is probably the most depressing and sad movie I've ever seen. Have you seen it?
I watched it like I think whenever it first came out, so I don't have it logged on Letterboxd, but
Yeah.
I remember being super fucking depressing.
Like it's not like a crying sad depressing. It's just like the main character, it's not a spoiler because it's part of the movie, but he dies and becomes a ghost, but he has his white sheet on him the whole time, and he like is stuck in time, and there's like almost no dialogue in this whole movie, and it's just kind of like visually and the music just kind of, I don't know, just puts you into a vibe. I don't know, but yeah, I watched quite a bit. So how about you?
For once, I actually watched quite a bit too.
Nice.
Been a while since I've had a week like this. I also watched The Drop.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. Me and my buddy at work were constantly quoting and talking about Grandma's Boy, so I finally I have it on DVD, but I can't find it. I think it's in a box. So I was just
Okay.
like, fuck it, and I went on Prime and it was on sale for like $4.99 to buy it. So I was like, fuck this, I'm just gonna
Okay.
buy it on there.
Fair enough.
So worth it though. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Also watched Weapons in theaters, had a great time. I loved it. Not movie of the year, but I did have a really
Yeah.
good time. And like you already mentioned, we're doing the Alien franchise. We're just watching it on our own. Oh, excuse me. So I watched AVP. Then I watched Bring Her Back,
Damn, four and a
which
half.
so fucking good, man.
Yeah, I really want to watch it. I want to make sure like that I can watch it in one sitting and kind of like in the right mood for it. So.
It's I don't know if I like it or Talk to Me More, but it's really fucking good.
Okay.
Then obviously watched Alien vs. Predator Requiem. Did not like it. Watched Prometheus, loved it. And then watched Pineapple Express just randomly one night.
Okay,
I
nice.
think it was on one of the streaming services. I can't remember which one. I just threw it on. And it's a timeless classic, man. Like I
Yeah.
said in my review, I said, just take me back to the Rogan and Franco era. It's just
Yeah.
so much fun, man.
I know. And it's funny, like in Alien Covenant, Franco is uncredited in it. And then Danny McBride is in it. And actually, when I was doing my movies, I noticed, what was it? He was a producer on, what's the werewolf franchise with Kate Beckinsale?
Underworld.
Yeah, he's a fucking producer
Danny McBride.
on those movies. Yeah. Yeah.
He's actually got quite a few producing credits. It's crazy.
It's so random, right?
Like shit you wouldn't expect. That's it. So we'll move on to our box office. You've already mentioned it, but we are recording fairly late into the week. Normally we do it earlier, but anyways, this is the numbers from last weekend. So Superman missed the top five.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the theaters for a while now, I think, right?
6 weeks now. So yeah, I guess. I think it's been 6 weeks. But anyways, Bad Guys 2 is in fifth with 7.5 million.
Nice.
Fantastic Four is in fourth place with 9 million. Nobody 2 in its debut weekend brought in 9.2 million.
Okay.
Freakier Friday brought in 14.2 for second place. And first place, Weapons, baby.
Hell yeah.
24 million. I love that we have a horror movie in the top spot.
Yep.
Very cool. And that's with two superhero movies in theaters right now and a Jurassic World movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all been out for a little while now, but still, it's kind of impressive.
Yep. And I think Nija too, also, that was his first weekend, I think.
Yes, you're right. And I've been seeing a lot of people talk about it on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. Although I don't see it on this list. Yeah, I don't know how it did. Maybe it's not it this week. Maybe it's coming out this weekend.
Maybe.
It would definitely be on here. Like
Yeah.
the last movie on this list brought in $56. So I'm guessing Nisha's coming out this week instead.
Yeah.
But anyways, do we have any 4Ks?
We do. So we got Bring Her Back, Happy Gilmore, Coneheads, Harvey has Xanadu, no idea. Drag
Man,
Me to Hell.
I want that steelbook so
Yeah, that's
bad.
sick. Lips of Blood, The Night of the Hunted, some risque covers there, Jesus. Shoeshine on Criterion. That's it.
Oh, all right. Pretty low key week.
Yeah.
But I mean, bring her back. All right, let's talk about this movie.
Yeah, I guess we could, eh? It's only
Finally.
been a year and a half.
All right, like I said in the intro this week, we are talking about Furiosa, a Mad Max saga from 24. Starting off, synopsis. After being snatched from the green place of many mothers, while the tyrants Dementus and Immortan Joe fight for power and control, the young Furiosa must survive many trials as she. This was once again directed by George Miller. I'm not going to go through his movie catalog because for other times. Go check out those episodes if you're that curious.
Yeah.
The cast, we have Anya Taylor-Joy filling in for Charlize with Chris Hemsworth in an unrecognizable role of Dementus. Tom Burke playing Praetorian Jack. And Lockie Holm playing Immortan Joe and Rizdale Pell. That's the guy with one eye, the crazy hairstyle. I was like, who the fuck's that guy? Yeah, so it's pretty cool that he's playing. I have two honorable mentions.
Okay.
Nathan Jones playing Erectus again.
Yep.
And then Elsa Pataky playing Volvolina General.
Okay.
She is the female cop in that kills the Rock
Okay,
when.
okay. Yeah. I do. I have Josh Helman also returning to Furiosa, except in a different role. He plays Erectus's brother, Scrotus. That's it, yeah.
Right. Yeah, because he played Slit.
Yeah.
So Elsa Pataky plays the woman who like doesn't have an upper lip.
Yeah.
Like, holy fucking makeup department, man. They made her unrecognizable.
And fun fact, Elsa Pataky is Chris's wife.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. Oh.
So I watched the special features, and it's like one scene where they're like kind of like embracing each other a bit. I was
Yeah.
like, huh. And just right here that they married in 2010 and they have a daughter and twin sons together.
Yeah, because that's why he kind of took a step back from acting for a little.
Yeah, well, and I think he got diagnosed with Alzheimer's too, didn't he?
Oh, that's he didn't get diagnosed, but like he has the gene.
Early onset or something like that.
Yeah, he has the gene that he can develop it easier or something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But just keeping on Hemsworth, I think this is his best performance he's ever had.
I think I can agree with that.
And yeah, Sir Dementis, he had fake hair, fake nose, and fake beard. His beard was made of yak hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it took like, I think it was like three or 4 hours to do everything.
Oh man. I didn't know that. I figured he just grew it all out. 'Cause he does have a good beard.
He
Like
does, yeah.
you see him in Thor and like that's a good beard. So you put this above all the Thor performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily,
All
yeah.
right, yeah. What about his role in the female Ghostbusters?
I mean, he was the best part of that movie.
He was. Absolutely he was. He's one of those actors. He's kind of like Brad Pitt, right? Like he can be a serious action star. He could do like a love story. I don't think Hemsworth ever has, but I think he could do it.
There's a movie I've never seen of his that I think people like love and hate. It's a Michael Mann movie, I think. Not Black Bag, it's like something.
Black Net. Black Net.
Black Hat.
Black Hat. Yes.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Actually, Extraction is really good.
It was good. But
Anyway.
anyways, if you don't have any honorable mentions.
Alrighty. Yeah, so this is my third time watching it, actually. I just watched it in March, so not too long ago, actually. Yeah, so the movie starts off. We got young Furiosa. She is in the green place with another girl. They're like getting food, and then some guys show up on dirt bikes, and the other girl runs away, but Furiosa ends up getting caught because she kind of curious and wants to get these guys out of here, basically. So she tries, excuse me, to like fuck with one of their bikes. She gets caught. And then three or four of them ended up taking her across to the desert to their kind of home base. And this is like the first time that we get the only time really where we see a little bit of the green place, right? Because in the first movie, like her goal is to get back to the green place, and she finds out in Fury Road that the green place doesn't exist anymore. So it's kind of cool to see a little glimpse of what this little part looks like, because even like Dementis's group, they don't know this is here, right? So.
Yeah, because this is just like it's a completely arid desert, right? Like the rest of the Mad Max movie was
Yeah,
just a
the
complete
wasteland.
wasteland.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a little oasis that's hidden from.
So yeah, she is they're on their way to Dementis's. No one can basically live to tell of this place. That's like the her mom and the other girl, like basically like what did they say, like no one can live. She is a pretty smart little girl, though. She ends up biting the hose and releases the gas. The guy runs out of gas, and her mom is like behind her, just sniping guys. And
So
she ends up,
badass.
yeah, she is. She ends up getting like the thunder bike. She takes out like two or three guys, and then there's like two guys. One guy just wants to leave the girl and just like get the fuck out of there. And then the older guy's like, not nah, like we need to take her back to Dementis. I think his name is Toe Jam, I think. And so they get to the base, and I love this scene because the mom like props up as a sniper, takes out one guy, and then like the one guy's like basically makes it. And but then Furiosa like wraps like a skull or skeleton necklace around his neck and like puts it in the gears or whatever, and just like rips his throat out. Is so sick.
She's doing all this while being tied up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this is the first time that we meet Dementis, a very cult-like god sort of guy. He has his giant ass nose and long hair and a big beard, and has this like parachute cape that he wears all the time. And yeah, his voice is so sick too. Like I was watching the special features, and like Hemsworth was like trying so hard and couldn't come with the voice that he was doing, but he ended up getting it, and like it was really hard on him to do that voice.
He said, I saw in the trivia, does he talk about how, like, what sounds he came up with to do it?
Yeah, he did, but I forget what he said.
So like the one he talked like he wanted to talk like his grandfather. So he had that incorporated in it. And then there was another part, I can't remember what it was. And then a seagull. Which you can kind of hear, like the kind of
Yeah,
squawkiness of.
it's a very distinct voice.
Oh,
Like,
for sure.
never heard anything really like it before. Yeah. So he wants to know where she is. What's his name? Pelometer, the guy with the one eye. What's his name?
Oh shit. Fuck, what was his name?
It's like Pelometer or something like that. Anyway,
Oh,
but
Rizdale.
oh, Rizdale. Okay, that's it.
Rizdale Pell.
Still pal. Okay, yeah. He comes in and he's like, "Oh, I know where this place of abundance is." And Dementis is like, kind of like, "Oh yeah, where'd you hear that? Like, where is it?" And he's not really telling him. He's like, "Oh, Toe Jam knows." And they bring Toe Jam in, and then Dementis is just like, "Speak" or whatever. And like the guy can't even talk. And then like,
Choking on his fucking
yeah.
slit throat.
And then Furiosa just like starts kicking him and stuff to stop him from talking. And yeah, and then they're like, okay, draw. And he can't even do that. And they just like sick the dogs on him, basically. Yeah. So Dementis says, okay, like I'll take you home tomorrow. Give her all the freshest drinking water, blah, blah, blah. And then it's later that night, there's like a sandstorm going through, and you hear the mom coming up. And she has a slingshot, and she takes out a couple guys. There is a lady there, who I don't think it's the girl that has like the fucked up face. I think it's a different
Oh, I
girl,
don't think it's
right?
her. Yeah.
Yeah. But basically she says like, no, like I'm a mother too, like don't hurt me. And then the mom kind of doesn't kill her, takes Furiosa. Probably should have killed her, because she ends up telling all of them that she's getting away, and they end up shooting like the gas tank on the bat on her back, which was a sick ass shot too. One thing in this movie that I kind of noticed in this watch is that there's a lot of CGI I found in this movie,
Yeah, there's.
which was disappointing and kind of took me out of it a couple scenes. Like, I don't know if it's just like the first time I watched it, you know, I was like, oh, okay, sick, Furiosa. And then like second time my 4K, so I'm like, oh, this looks sick. And then like watching it now, it's like there's a lot more CGI in this movie than I remember the first couple times watching it.
Yeah, in Mad Max, there was 2,000 instances of CGI, like whether it be touch-ups or anything like that.
Yeah.
And in this one, there was 20.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so they 10
Is that a
times it.
typo?
No, 20,000.
It's noticeable.
It is. It is very noticeable. And I agree with you. It's kind of depressing because they did such a good fucking job in Mad Max with making everything look so real, man. And then in this one, it was just like, it almost felt rushed. Like they were just like, okay, let's just push this along and get it out.
Well, it wasn't even because Mad Max came out in like what, 2016? And this is 2024, so 8 years later, that's, you
It's
know,
Fury Road.
pretty sure.
But like they already had this one written too. So it's not even like they had to go through the whole writing process.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, 2015.
Oh, 15.
Yeah, so 9 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really understand it.
And it's not like George Miller's doing other movies. Like, he literally only has like 10 movies to his name, and he and five of them are Mad Max movies, right? Like,
Yeah, two of them are Happy Feet.
yeah, exactly. So then we cut to the next chapter, Lessons from the Wasteland. We see some people run from Dementis, and they catch up to them, and we kind of see another side of Dementis. I just love like his speeches and just all of the dialogue that he has. It's great. And he has this like big microphone, and he's like kind of yelling, but like not like, I don't know, it's weird how the way he raises his voice in the movie.
He'd be like a good locker room coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he just fucking hypes everybody up all the time.
Furiosa is in like this kind of cage with the history man, who is like this guy who is an old man who has like all these tattoos all over him. He like knows the history of the wasteland, basically.
He's weird as fuck, but I love that character.
And so Dementis announces that they're gonna do the five bike Teddy, which basically they have this guy tied up, they have chains tied to all of his appendages, one to his head, and he's like, all right, ready, go. And then like all of his like minions just start like fighting each other, shooting each other, they get on bikes, and then like the one girl just like fucking shoots the guy, kicks him off,
Yeah.
and gets on the bike, and then he's like, all right. And then he goes to Furiosa, so he's like, you can look away if you want to, and she just fucking watches the whole thing and yeah, rip the guy fucking limb from limb.
And he gives her the little teddy bear too to kind of console her.
One of the sickest things in this movie is Dementis's bike.
Yeah. Like a
I don't know how
chariot.
they did it, but he's like a chariot and has like three motorcycles that he's like has reins. I don't know how they got that to work. I don't know.
Yeah,
That's funny.
it's wicked.
One of my favorite scenes is they're making their way. I don't know where exactly where they're going. I think they're trying to find the place of abundance, but they come across a war boy, and he has an arrow sticking out of his head, and they're like asking him like if he knows where the place of abundance is. The guy's like, Bunions, what's that? And then like History Man is like the place with like many things, abundance. And then the guy is like, what things? And Dementius is just like getting like frustrated.
Yeah.
And then this war boy has like a flare gun, and Dementius is like, what's that? And one of his guys goes up to him, takes it, and he, I forget what he calls it, but it's basically a red, oh, sky blood.
Oh yeah, Sky
And the
Blood.
guy takes it and shoots it at the ground, and then like it shoots like this kind of, I don't know, like chalky stuff, and it all goes into Dementius, and Dementius, like one of the best shots of the movie. Dementius just standing there, and he's like has his hands up, and it's all going in him, and then this is where he becomes Red Dementis. And I love that he has like different stages of Dementis and different like looks.
Because now his hair is all red, his beard's all red, his cape. Man, his cape looks so sick after this too, because it's almost like a tie-dye red. This is my favorite Dementis form.
Definitely. The war boy tells them, oh, like abundance, like go to the Citadel, they have lots of stuff. They have like water and I think like a tree or something like that. And Dementius has no idea. And like it's kind of surprising that like he's never heard of this place, right?
I think the wasteland, because it's broken up into like turfs, right? Like how you think of like gang turfs in cities. Because he's just like kind of in the wastelands. But then there's Gas Town, there's Bullet Town. Oh, like I guess we don't see the other one until Fury Road, right?
I want to try and find. So they end up getting to the Citadel, and there's like a ton of guys like with Dementis. And we see Martin Joe in that, and Dementis has this great speech that he is telling all the people who are like living in the dirt and stuff like that.
We see them in the original Mad Max movies.
Yeah, exactly. He has like this big long speech, and he says like ends up saying like the power is with you and all this stuff, and basically telling the all the citizens to like that he's not going to hold back the water, and he's going to let everyone basically have equal rights, basically. And you see all like the war boys that are like set up on like this top part, and Morton says, okay, you choose one warrior to go against me. And then the message is like, all right, I choose my Smeg to choose for me. And the guy comes up, he's like all like squirrely, and like I don't know how the fuck he can tell who is who, but he's like going around, and he's like, ah, no, and he's like points, he's like, you, and then like the guy beside the guy's like, me, and he's like, no, you beside you, and he's like, how do you even see who that guy is? But anyway, so like the guy does the fucking spray, goes to the end, grabs like two like sticks, and then looks at Morton, and Morton says like, you know, I'll see you in Valhalla, blah blah blah, and then the guy just jumps off, like is ziplining on these things, and then just like fucking drops like 80 feet, smashes, blows up into not even like any of the
Misses
warriors.
them completely,
And then basically Martin Joe is like, see, like they will die for whatever, like I have 100 more war boys or something like that.
He's like, anyone that you pick will do the same thing. But man, I love, like, because the War Boys do this in Fury Road as well. Whenever they take those like fucking boomstick things and they just like jump off something, it looks so fucking cool, because they just like, they stretch themselves right back, like, and just fucking slam those things down. I don't know. I just, every time they do it, I just.
So they end up leaving, 'cause all like the war boys start coming down, they start like coming off these like big like crane things and like taking up all like the bikes and stuff like that. They tried to take Furiosa, and Dementis ends up saving her. And then they get back out of into the wasteland. Oh, they get to Gastown, or the Hirbo Gastown. And so they decide they're going to put a guy undercover. And there's a guy that works for Dementis, who I think is sick and drastically underused in this movie. It's the Octoboss. I don't know if he likes Dementis that much.
I don't think he does at all.
No.
I think he's like kind of like one of his generals almost,
Yeah.
but he's just like he wants to be the top guy, I think, because he thinks
Because he
Dementis
has,
is
like, I
just an
think
idiot.
some minions of his own, I think. Because Dementis is like, okay, put on this, I don't know what it is, like oil, but it's like white oils to make them look like war boys. And so they're going to pretend to be the war boys to get into the gas town. And so they're on their way there. They have the war rig because they killed the guys in the war rig. Not the war rig, but the thing that's transporting the gas and food and stuff like that. And the guy that's looking after Gastown's like this like fat guy. Well, not as big as the other fat guy, but has like this long beard, fucking really good at painting. And they're on their way, and one of the guys is like with the telescope is like, hey, like boss, like these guys are on the they're on they're coming back. Like I think they're getting attacked. And he looks and he's like, no, like something fishy is going on here. Like, don't open the gate. And they're on their way, and they're like, the war boys are like, Dementis, like, he's not falling for it. And then Dementis is like, tells his boys, like, all right, kill them. Kill, like, the guys pretend, like, Octoboss's guys.
Yeah, we got to make it look real.
Yeah, make it look real. And so they start fight each other, and Octoboss basically is like, you fucking piece of shit, like to his face. And Dementis is just like, like smiling. But like, he had to do it, right? Like, it worked. They ended up getting in.
As stupid as he seems sometimes, there's other times where he's actually really smart. So they
Yeah. So
finally they open the doors.
they get into Gastown. They basically take it hostage. And they radio to Immortan Joe and basically say that we want to have a meeting and come to an agreement about some things. And so they get to Immortan Joe's. They're kind of have their meeting. Dementis has he's the brother of Immortan Joe, I'm pretty sure, right?
Mentis?
No, the guy who's looking after Gastown.
Maybe.
Because Dementis has him like in this chair with like this fucking spike behind his head, and he's like, "Oh, brother, like, give him what he wants." So I think they're brothers. So he has like this guy in a chair, this like giant spike behind his head, and then he ha I don't know why they did this, but he has like a chain going from like the spike to his septum piercing, and then to two nipple piercings. And he basically tells them, like, if he's not back by nighttime, Gastown is gonna blow up. And then something happens. I think he lets go of like the thing by accident and kills the brother, and then rips the nipple rings off, and he's like, ah, and there's blood coming from his nipples. Ugh. But pretty much Scrotus and Rictus and Joe, everyone has different opinions of what they want to do. Scrotus wants to go attack Gastown. The big fat brother, he wants to do something or he wants to let them blow up Gastown, but Worm Joe is like, no, we can't. So they end up agreeing. So he gets Furiosa and the organic mechanic. As he's called in this movie, who was also in the first movie, actually.
Yeah, you're right. He was. That's
And in exchange, he will let him have Gastown, and he gets potatoes and water like every
Yeah.
so often or something like that. And Joe is like talking to Furiosa, like asking, "Oh, are you? Is this your dad?" And then John says like, "No, she doesn't talk." And then she's like, "I'm her dad," and like saying that he raised her and stuff like this. And then she ends up saying that he's not her dad. So Joe gets ends up getting her.
I love this part too, because Imogen's like, she looks nothing like you, and then she took on like a lot of her mother's features, and then Imogen's like, she's pale, and Dementia's
Yeah.
like, you're pale, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Starts like going off on him.
So then they end up leaving, and we see Furiosa. She's in like kind of like the vault area with all the wives, and one of them's trying to have a kid, and we see the organic mechanic is birthing this, and then she's like, "Oh, is it a boy? Is it a boy?" And then he like lifts up the baby, and it's like fucking two babies like blended together basically.
Like a Siamese twin.
And I think it was a girl and a boy,
Yeah.
because he's like, yes and no, like,
Yeah.
and then obviously they probably disposed of it, I'm guessing.
Think that's what
And
they
then,
say, yeah.
yeah, and then the girl's like, "Oh, please, please, like, I can give you another one." And then, like, Organic Mechanic's like, "Ah, three strikes, you're out." He's like, "You'll make a good milker." And then during this, we see Rictus is like playing with Furiosa's hair, and she has like these little like bells in it.
Yeah.
And like Rictus is like, he's like a 30-year-old in like, or he's like a 5-year-old in like a 30-year-old body.
Yeah.
He's not all there, gets distracted very easily. And he's like playing with her hair. And then like, I love this because Furiosa leaves. And then like the look Scrotus gives Rictus, he's just like, ah.
It's not when she cuts her hair off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she cuts her hair off. She's making like fake hair thing to get out of this place. Rick just ends up taking her, and he's like taking her to his like little lair, and he's like kind of looking her over, and then he sees like her tattoo that she has, which I don't know if I noticed that in the in Fury Road. I don't know if she has that.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
I
Or
think
wait, is
it's a
that the arm that
map.
she at the arm that she loses?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a map basically too.
It's constellations.
Oh, I thought it was a map to the green place.
No, because at one point, like, she's rubbing it, and when she's rubbing it, the camera pans up to the sky, and it's like the constellation. So it might still be a map, but like, whatever direction that constellation's facing or something.
So then she like moves her hair, and it like jingles, and then he like turns around and is like playing with her hair. She just runs off, and he has like this big hair. She ends up like hiding behind underneath like a pipe, and then it cuts ahead like probably a little while. She's pretending to be a worker. She's the new dog man or something they say. And then it cuts to Chapter 3, the stowaway. She is older now. Now it's Anya Taylor-Joy who is playing her from now on. This is like an hour and a bit into the movie too, eh?
Yeah, it takes a while for her to be grown.
Yeah. They're building a vehicle. This is where we meet Praetorian Jack, who is basically what Furiosa is in Fury Road, I think.
Yeah, he drives the war rig.
Yeah. So they're on their way somewhere. They're bringing food, a food supply somewhere, I think. I forget where. But they end up getting attacked by mortifiers. And this is like kind of like the first big action scene that I think was like they were trying to do something different from the first movie. Because the first movie, this is like it's kind of similar like the guys like who are on the swinging things in the first movie. Like this movie, they have like paragliders, but I don't know, man. It's not the same.
It's not the same at all,
A
but like
lot of CGI. The paragliders, like, it wasn't really impressive. Like, it, I don't know.
It's like it was more high flying, but less high flying at the same. Nobody's like jumping around or jumping off the truck or like doing crazy
No.
shit.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody's up in these hang gliders and just like
Yeah.
attaching themselves to the trailer.
Yeah.
And then everybody's just kind of fighting on the trailer or in the vehicles beside.
Yeah, like there's like some people got blown up and run over. Like Furiosa is under the rig. And Black Thumb, who was like Praetorian's Jack, like right-hand man, he ends up getting killed. They have a thing in the back called the Bombing Knocker, who was run by the little small person. And there was one cool scene whenever his one like engine goes out and he's like, all right, like piss boy or whatever. And like the guy's little job is just to pour piss into the engine. So he goes up there and then there's like a car in front of them, and then Furiosa was about to kill the person in front, but then the guy like pushes her out of the way and he like sprays it and he's like, witness me, and then does like this like backflip kind of thing, like off onto the car and
Yeah, it was cool.
blows it up. Yeah. So Jack knows that Furiosa is a woman. And this is where we see the Octoboss come in, which was really cool shot, but again, like very, I don't know, underwhelming.
We could have had such a better shot with the, what was it, a mommy knocker or bomby mo knocker, whatever it was. It could have been such a cooler shot. I feel like it was really.
Yeah, because the Octoboss, he comes in, he's in like this like little fucking paraglider machine thing, and he starts shooting with like a machine gun on it. Furiosa gets up on like the top and she has like a spear gun. She ends up shooting him in the leg and it like traps him in there, and then the little like short guy's like, Mami Naka? She's like, no, not yet, like I'll tell you when. He's like, okay. And then Octoboss like ends up shooting at him, but there's like the lid, and so you think he's okay, but then she like gets up there and she hits the button and it like spins this like chains with like these metal balls on it, and it fucking just rips apart the Octoboss. And then we see like the little guy, he didn't make it, unfortunately.
Shot in the head.
Pretty sad, not gonna lie.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was excited, you
Yeah.
know?
He's so stoked.
So it's just Jack and her left. He ends up leaving her on the side of the road. But then it comes back for her, and they're basically gonna start working together to, I don't know, I don't even really know honestly what his goal is. Like, does she convince him to help her?
Well, because she tells him, like, that's why he kicks her out, because she tells him to turn the truck around because she needs to go to the green place. And that's when he kicks her out. And then whenever he's walking back to get her, he says, like, there's nothing out here. Like, you're wasting your time. This is all that there is. So, yeah, I don't know what his end goal is. If he's just fine with being what he is, possible.
Yeah, because he's helping her basically from now on. Like they're working together. They kind of have like a little relationship, you know. So yeah, chapter four, Homeward. They are at the Bullet Farm. Dementis is there. Is this? No, this isn't the big fight, is it? With Dementis, is it? Sorry, I'm just reading my notes. Yeah, okay, you're
Because
right,
this is where
yeah.
Dementis wants a meeting of the warlords at the Citadel.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, they're at the Bullet Farm. And yeah, because they're going there for some reason. I guess, is Jack considered a warlord then?
No.
Because it ends up being a trap, right? Because they spring the gate down and block them in. And then we see all the guys coming up towards them. Furiosa ends up getting out, but she kind of stays there. And then Jack is shooting all these guys. And then we see Dementis is like down at like the main part. And then Jack is driving like the war rig like around this kind of like pit kind of thing, and all these people are trying to take him out, and then Furiosa sets up as a sniper, and she's like taking out all the guys trying to kill him, and then she sees Dementis, and I love this part too because like Dementis is like hiding behind like the silo, and he's like to one of the guys like, "Where's she at?" And like the guy like doesn't know that she's sniping, and he just like peeks out and just gets shot. And then like the other guy's like, "Okay, she's at so and so," but then Dementis is still like using his guys to basically try and find out where she is. Like I love the one part of whenever I think he says like, "Oh, I think she's at a bulge or something like that," and the guy like peeks around, like Dementis is behind her so he can see where she is, and just fucking snipes the guy. And then he like takes the rocket launcher from him and ends up blowing her up. Yeah, Jack almost dies. It's a pretty cool scene with the crane and stuff like that. Yeah. And is this where the he meets her and basically says like, "Meet at the Citadel in 3 days," or something like that.
Yeah, he says that before the big fight happens.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Because
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Dementis took
yeah.
over Bullet Farm.
Yes, you're right.
Right?
I got those scenes mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because before that, they are at the Citadel at their like spot where like the little like pool of water is. And then like she shows him like the walnut that she has in her mouth. That's when they kind of like I guess like fall in love, I guess. Yeah, and then that scene happens, yeah, after. Okay, So they end up getting away, they get one of the trucks, but of course Dementis has a bigger truck, has a monster truck with six wheels on it.
Fucking wild, man.
It is, So he ends up running them off the road. They're truck flips, Furiosa's arm gets like cut up by his wheels, and this is where we get Dark Dementis, and he his like the red smoke has kind of like turned like a really gross like gray kind of, and his cape is like kind of this I don't know gross looking I don't know weird gray color. And I don't know if I can find, yeah, no. But basically, he has to become like a darker, like he needs violence. Like this is what he has to be in this kind of stage of his persona. He has them tied up, and then he basically says I have to be violent and dark, and he ends up straining Furiosa up by one arm, and he ties Jack up to one of the dirt bikes, and they're pulling him around. And like they pull him around for like what must be hours and hours. And he ends up like falling down, and then like the dogs are chasing after him. I guess they're just eating Jack, probably. And then while they're doing this, Dementis is like sitting up in his truck, and he's like just like in a like a state of weirdness, like just kind of like zoned out. Cause like all like the sandstorm is going through, and all like the smoke and sand from them, and Furiosa ends up cutting her arm off, and she ends up leaving.
Just tosses the arm too.
Now I have a question
Okay.
about a very quick scene we see here. We see a person standing at the top of the hill with a car beside them, which looks very, very identical to the opening of Fury Road. So, was that Max?
Oh, it's got to be Max.
Yeah.
But so it's Max. So the way I see it is this is a prequel to Fury Road, but it also continues into the timeline of Fury Road. Because we see that scene at the beginning of Fury Road of him looking down over the cliff, right? But then, spoiler alert for the end of this movie, like the very end, the last shot of the movie, is the mothers going up into Furiosa's rig, which is what happens in Fury Road. So I think it continues, like it starts off as a prequel, but then continues into the story that's in Fury Road.
But the timeline doesn't match up for me though.
No.
Because in Furiode, Furiosa, what?
You said in Furiode.
Oh, Furiode. In Fury Road,
Yeah.
Furiosa is, has been working for Joe for a while. She knows the war rig. She's been driving the war rig for a while, right?
But like how long? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know
I
then.
know. I.
Maybe it's got to be Max, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think what he may have intended, or I think what he should have done, this movie's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Do a Furiosa part one and part two, or
Yeah.
split this movie up,
Yeah.
I think. I think that makes the most sense for me. Because I think that he tries too much in the third act. I don't know if he just didn't know where to go with it. Maybe he was just trying to tie up loose ends. I don't know.
So I looked it up. It is Max. He appears as a mysterious figure in a dune with the Interceptor, played by Tom Hardy stunt double Jacob Tomori. This cameo serves as a fan service showing Max's distant observation of Furiosa during as her ally.
But he didn't even know who Furiosa was in Mad Max, though.
Yeah, so he might not know who she is, but he's been watching the events that have been happening. Yeah, I don't know. Let's call up George Miller.
So Furiosa gets back to the Citadel. The lady living underground captures her and I don't fucking puts Mega on her arm and just like all these limbs in her little like fucking dirt hut. Disgusting. She ends up making her kind of mechanical arm. And again, this is the part where I think that he rushed the third act. Because it jumps ahead a lot, right? Because this is where he explains, because Dementis sets Gastown on fire or fake fire to try and get them to leave the Citadel so he can take over the Citadel. Scrotus wants to go attack him, but Joe knows that it is a trap, probably. So he sends people pretending to think that Gastown is on fire, and then we see Dementis has like a water truck, and he's like in this like little like I don't know gorge thing, and he's like spraying water down so they can't see like the sand come up, and then they're like okay, sick, they're falling for the trap, and then they go to Citadel, and then we see the convoy turn around and chase after them, and then it cuts into like the history man. He's like, oh, and we went into the 40-day wasteland war, and we get like a montage of like fighting and talking, and then after it we see Furiosa looking for a car. She ends up getting a car with three wheels, and she's going through like the battlefield, and then we see the history man is now with Joe. So it's like, well, how the fuck did that happen? Like, I think he rushed the third act. It like just, I don't know.
Which is unfortunate because, like, with that war, like, that could have been such a sick sequence. Which, yeah, I guess what you said, like, having a part one and a part two would have really been beneficial. Because otherwise, this is a three plus hour movie. If you add in that.
So she ends up stealing Scotus's car, and she is chasing after Dementis. Dementis is with I don't know, four or five other people, and he's like, okay, like I'm done. Like, your only chance of survival, well, for me to survive, is we need to split up. And so they all split up, and then Furiosa sees like a few people going. She's like, okay, that's not him. That's not him. Okay, I think that's him. So she's chasing after this guy, and it ends up being the Smeg dressed up as him. And he ended up swapping bikes with him. Smeg ends up getting drowned in a fucking quicksand thing. And she ends up fighting Dementis. He's like camped up. She like cut his water, and he like goes on a bit like, oh, you found me. And it's like, you know, you could have killed me in my sleep. But she basically just wants to fuck with him, like torture him basically.
Yeah, 'cause she's had to deal with the hurt of what he did to her for all these years.
So she ends up like tying him up and like pulling him behind her car. And then the ending is basically, is it Furiosa or the History Man talking about the last narration? But pretty much we see Dementis is this old skinny man who Furiosa put him in their spot with Jack, and a tree basically grew on top of him and made fruit. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Which I love. I think it's great.
Yeah, remind me of the lighthouse.
For
Yeah,
sure. And like
and
I
it's
mentioned before, in the last shot, we see the five wives getting into Yosa's ring.
yes, yeah, and we see Furiosa is there. Yeah, anything
All
else?
right. Nope.
All right, well, that's the way the I don't know, bullets fly.
There you
I couldn't think of anything.
go. Fuck it. All right. How did you rate this movie?
Let me see, I forget. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
My first watch, I believe they gave it a 4. Second watch, I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
But this one, I brought it back down to a 4. Just because I noticed those things that we knew that we talked about, a lot of CGI, the action scenes just didn't feel organic and real like the first one did. Didn't have that like jaw-dropping, like can't take your eyes off the screen. I thought the acting from Anya Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth was fantastic. Dementis is probably my favorite character in the entire franchise.
That's fair.
I don't know if that's a hot take,
Yeah, I don't know.
or
It's
like
close.
I could watch him all day. Some of the scenes, is a well shot movie, but I just think the story, like we talked about, is just rushed. Kind of talked a lot about this movie. I might even drop it another 3.5. Like, I don't know, man. Like, yeah. So I'll stick with a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 as well. And my first watch, this is only my second time watching it, but my first watch, I also gave it a 4. And for basically the same reasons you did, right? Like I mentioned before, there's 20,000 instant CGI use in this. Just everything about it seemed like they half-assed it to a certain extent. Like, not everything, but like there's certain things I don't know. I feel like Fury Road was really a passion project for Miller, whereas this one was a paycheck. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's fantastic, like that they did it. They gave Furiosa a backstory, and I know that this story was written before he did Fury Road, but I don't know. It just feel like he didn't really have the passion that he had during Fury Road. But yeah, I mean, like, it's still a very enjoyable movie. I still really, really like it,
Yeah, me
but
too.
it's just not at that level.
Yeah, has some flaws.
For sure. Anyways, all right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they. Oh, I forgot. 1 second. Okay, the critics' consensus. Retroactively enriching Fury Road with greater emotional heft, if not quite matching it in propulsive throttle, Furiosa is another glorious swerve in mastermind George Miller's breathless race towards cinematic Valhalla. Holy shit, that's long. All right, so based off that,
I'll say like a 92.
close, just an even 90.
Okay, all right.
On 424 reviews, and the audience is an 81% on 5,000 ratings, and an average score of 4 to 5, or an 8 out of 10. So, like you mentioned before, it's pretty fucking well received.
Yeah.
So it's wild that it didn't get much in the
Yeah.
box office.
Yeah.
Letterboxed.
Letterboxd has a 3.8 out of 5. Our buddy Alan gave it a 3.5. Jess gave it a 3.5. Jensen gave it a 3.5. Anthony gave it a 4 to 5.
All right. Right. Well, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
I trade the stunts in this movie.
I'll give the stunts in this. I don't want to be too harsh on it. I'll say a 4 to 5.
Okay.
I mean,
Wait,
we've
4 to 5 or a four to
sorry,
ten?
4 to 10. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, we've already said a lot of about what we thought about this movie. So yeah.
All right.
Favorite stunt? I don't know. I'll just go with I guess like the war boy whenever he like does like the fucking backflip thing from the front of the
Okay.
truck onto the blows up the car in front of him.
Yep. I like that one.
And stunt I would like to try. I'd love to drive around fucking Dementus's chariot.
That's
How
a good one. That's fair.
about you?
For my stunts, I gave it a 6. Maybe it's too high, I don't know. But I feel like they still did. There was still some pretty cool shit that they did, regardless
Yeah,
of
for
how much
sure.
CGI they used. My favorite stunt was Furiosa underneath the truck.
That was a close second for me.
Yeah, and like especially whenever the guy goes underneath to do the reparations,
Yeah.
and then like the motorcycle, they run over the motorcycle and it gets stuck in the wheels and shit. It's
Yeah.
just, I don't know, it's a good tension scene. And stunt I would want to try, those guys in like the fucking hover things. That could be
Okay.
fun to fly those things around.
Just don't get caught by
Yeah.
the Bolly Walker or whatever. Fuck.
I'll steer clear of swinging
Okay.
balls.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps it up. It's getting late. We gotta
Is, yeah.
wrap this shit up. So,
Yeah.
what is going to be our next movie?
Our next movie is going to be a director that we should have done a long, long time ago.
Okay.
We will be talking about Kill Bill Volume 1.
Fucking A, man. You know what's really funny? I was saying at work today, I shit you not. I was like, fuck, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go through all of Tarantino's movies and rank them on Letterboxd.
All right, well,
So, perfect fucking timing.
yeah.
I love it. Sweet. That's a
Yeah.
fucking great pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, come back in a couple weeks where we will be talking about Kill Bill Volume 1. In the meantime, check out our backlog of episodes. Check us out on the Instagram. We don't have Facebook on this one. Just Instagram. And if you think we should do a movie, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for
Cool.
listening.
Yep. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, guys.
Bye.